This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A lot more calls are coming in to a tip line that allows school-aged kids to alert authorities when another student may be in trouble. The Safe to Tell program received more than 1,300 calls last month, up 41% from April of last year. According to the Attorney General's Office, suicide threats and welfare checks are the top tips called in by students. Former employees of Buffalo Exchange in Colorado filed a class action lawsuit against the retail company. Denverite's Maggie Donahue reports.
Last summer, dozens of Buffalo Exchange Colorado employees came forward with allegations against Todd Colletti, its longtime local manager. They say Colletti created a toxic workplace environment by harassing, sexually assaulting, and gaslighting employees over two decades. Clara Pruis, one of three plaintiffs, says that Buffalo Exchange enabled Colletti's behavior.
Employees had a saying, "Nothing good happens in the basement after midnight," referring to being assaulted by Todd. This is no one's fault except for Todd and the people in power that enabled him.
Buffalo Exchange Corporate denies responsibility for operations at its Colorado branches. Colletti and the company's local owners did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
The Santa Fe Arts District in Denver is reopening. Starting in June, visitors can take art walks along Santa Fe Drive on the first Friday of every month. The district wants art walkers to keep wearing masks and maintain social distancing. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.